Reed screens over the window sliced the yellow light into tiny strips that made me think of what the cook had done to a pickled radish earlier that day. I could hear the laughter of a group of men and geisha.
Something very funny must have been happening in one of the tea houses, because each wave of laughter was louder than the one before, until they finally died away and left only the twanging of a shamisen from another party. For the moment, I could imagine that Gion was probably a cheerful place for some people. I couldn't help wondering if Satsu might be at one of those parties, even though Awajiumi at the Gion Registry office had told me she wasn't in Gion at all. Shortly, Hatsumomo and Corinne came to a stop before a wooden door. "You're going to take this kimono up the stairs and give it to the maid there," Hatsumomo said to me. "Or if Miss Perfect herself answers the door, you may give it to her. Don't say anything. Just hand it over. We'll be down here watching you." With this, she put the wrapped kimono into my arms, and Corinne rolled open the door. Polished wooden steps led up into the darkness. I was trembling with fear so much, I could go no farther than halfway up them before I came to a stop. Then I heard Corinne say into the stairwell in a loud whisper,
"Go on, little girl. No one's going to eat you unless you come back down with the kimono still in your hands, and then we just might. Right, Hatsumomo-san?"
Hatsumomo let out a sigh at this but said nothing. Corinne was squinting up into the darkness trying to see me,
but Hatsumomo, who stood not much higher than Corinne's shoulder, was chewing on one of her fingernails and paying no attention at all.
Even then, amid all my fears, I couldn't help noticing how extraordinary Hatsumomo's beauty was. She may have been as cruel as a spider, but she was more lovely, chewing on her fingernail, than most geisha looked posing for a photograph. And the contrast with her friend, Corinne, was like comparing a rock along the roadside with a jewel. Corinne looked uncomfortable in her formal hairstyle, with all its lovely ornaments, and her kimono seemed to be always in her way, whereas Hatsumomo wore her kimono as if it were her skin. On the landing at the top of the stairs, I knelt in the black darkness and called out,
"Excuse me, please."
I waited, but nothing happened.
"Louder," said Corinne. "They aren't expecting you."
So I called again.
"Excuse me? Just a moment," I heard a muffled voice say,
and soon the door rolled open. The girl kneeling on the other side was no older than Satsu, but thin and nervous as a bird. I handed her the kimono in its wrapping of linen paper. She was very surprised and took it from me almost desperately.